culture, the travel, and different places. So it's for today's show. I wanted to say, I decided to focus on something closer to home. So today we're going to be talking about Marin County. I've lived in Marin my whole life, and I want to share with you what it's like to be here in Marin and what to do here. Our Dominican community, we were part of the Marin community, so if we find things to do here and make it fun, it'll be fun for all of us. So stay tuned here on Out of the Hat.
Of the night, we should say goodbye, but we carry on while everyone's gone.
Never felt like this before. Are we friends or are we more? As I'm walking towards the door, I'm not sure. But
we're talking about Marin County here on Out of the Hat on radio.dominican.edu. And first off, I want to start out by mentioning just how beautiful Marin is. And we're going to start our first segment of our show today talking about the outdoor aspect of Marin. And you take a look anywhere you are in San Rafael, and you're bound to see Mount Tam in the background. If you go out to Kennelly Field here on the soccer field where our DU women and men's soccer teams play, you can see Mount Tam from in the distance. And the beautiful mountain is home to a lot of recreational activities. I myself like to hike there, and that's where we're going to start today. We're going to talk about hiking trails on Mount Tam. One of my favorite hiking trails is Cataract Falls, a very, very interesting trail. It starts at Alpine Lake in Fairfax, and it goes from Alpine Lake all the way up. It climbs a high amount of elevation. It goes all the way up to Mount Tam. And along the way, there is an amazing assortment of waterfalls and just beautiful, beautiful trees. And you'll see lichen growing on the trees and moss. And this is a trail that is especially beautiful to photograph. I've taken my camera out there and gotten some great shots of the fog rolling through the trees and the waterfalls. And last time I hiked it was a couple weeks ago, and it was pretty dry. There wasn't too much water in the waterfalls. But one of the best times I've hiked it was actually last year on December 6th, which I oddly remember, when it just rained and the waterfalls were at their full blast. And there's three main waterfalls on this trail, Cataract Trail. The biggest one has a pond of water that you're able to go swimming in. It's really cold, so I wouldn't recommend swimming, but it's fun to look at and take pictures, and it has the waterfall rolling through. It's a really wide open waterfall. The first waterfall that you encounter, that's the middle waterfall. The first waterfall is a much more narrow waterfall. It's skinnier, but it still has a lot of water, and it goes through some rocks, and in front of it is a bridge you have to cross in order to keep going on the trail. So it's a nice place to take pictures. I've taken pictures there. I've climbed on the rocks that are right under the waterfall. You don't get wet, but they're right near, right under the waterfall. And it's really fun, really slippery. I don't recommend going on those rocks because it is slippery, but it's fun. So you continue this trail, and I mentioned it starts at Alpine Lake, which is a small lake in Fairfax, and you can start there, or you can start on top of Mount Tam and then go down. The only problem is if you park your car at the top of Mount Tam, you have to come back up. So I recommend going up and then coming back down through Alpine Lake. So you'll continue the trail. It goes up. It's a steep trail. There is some possibility that some people might not be able to hike it. It's a strenuous hike. If you're not very, very comfortable in hiking and wearing hiking shoes, I would not recommend this trail. But if you are an avid hiker, you have hiking shoes, I would even recommend trekking poles because it's so slippery at times because of the water. So the main attraction is the middle waterfall, which is Cataract Falls. But as you keep going to, near the top, you start climbing more and it gets steeper. And there's a bigger waterfall and it runs down probably more than 150 feet. It goes down and you see a lot of rocks and a lot of fallen trees. You can see some redwood trees on the trail. So once you reach that waterfall, which is it usually takes a long time to get past that part of the trail, because this is where usually a lot of people take photographs and they like to take selfies here. So it might take you a while to go around, and it's a narrow path to go around because you have people coming up and people going down. So that's a fun part. But if you keep going up, sometimes actually people end there at that waterfall because it's just bottlenecks and there's too many people there. But if you keep going up, you end up going into a very forested area. Lots of trees, some babbling brooks there, and little creeks running through. And then you hit an open meadow, which is really fun. Once you get past those trees, you hit an open meadow, and it's really gorgeous. I've been there during the sunset and taking photographs there in the open meadows, which is really fun. That open meadow keeps going, and you eventually lead out to Mount Tam. And if you keep going outside, this is where there's a parking area. If you keep going straight on this trail, because Cataract Falls Trail ends there, but if you keep going straight, you can actually get some really great views of San Francisco and the bay. And sometimes my dad has been out there, and he's actually seen the Farallon Islands off in the distance when it's really clear because you're so high up. So that's a really fun trail, Cataract Falls Trail. There's even a Monobowl flavor named Cataract Falls. Monobowl is in Fairfax. If you're not familiar with it, they make acai bowls. And they also have smoothies, and it's a very health conscious place to eat. And it's really good. The acai bowls are delicious. And the Cataract Falls acai bowl has pitaya in it, which is dragon fruit. And they also add granola and a little bit of coconut on there, kiwi and banana. And some people get honey on it, but I don't like things to be that sweet. So that's a great snack. Speaking of things to do in Marin, that's a great place to go after you do your hike. It's right there in Fairfax. So I recommend Cataract Falls for anyone who is looking for things to do in Marin. I would rate it probably a 4 out of 5. It's a great hike. It's strenuous. It takes about 2 hours, or if you're fast, maybe an hour and a half. But be wary of the people stopping to take photographs at the last waterfall. And if you have a chance, you know, bring your own lunch too. I've had lunch on the second waterfall, Cataract Falls, and it's just great to sit there on a rock and eat. And I usually take my friend with me. I recommend taking a buddy when you go hiking. You never know what could be out there, or if you get lost. Oh, speaking of getting lost, there's a doctor that actually tried to hike Cataract Falls, ended up taking the wrong turn onto another trail, and he spent the night on Mount Tam, and he's from San Francisco. So we had people looking for him out there on Cataract Falls Trail, and he took the wrong turn and ended up staying the night. So I recommend taking a friend when you go hiking any of these trails. I have gone by myself. I don't recommend that though. Take a friend. So onto my next trail that I want to talk about. This is a really fun trail too. It's a series of trails in Mill Valley, a little bit more south in Marin. Mill Valley, also home to Mount Tam. This is where a lot of people go to make it to Mount Tam. And this park is Tennessee Valley. Really fun park. To get there from the north, you would keep going on 101 past the Arco gas station, and then the exit for Highway 1, Shoreline, and Stinson Beach. So you'll see signs for Muir Woods, Stinson Beach, Highway 1, and Shoreline. Parkway, and that's the exit you take. You take that exit, keep going straight, and then turn left on the first stop, on the second stoplight. There you will keep going straight through a windy road and end up at Tennessee Valley. And this is the most popular trailhead in Marin County. And it's a great place to spend the day. I like to spend my Saturdays there. There are riding stables there. There's the Miwok riding stables, and there's horses. So if you want to, you can even rent a horse and take the horse on a trail. There's equestrian trails. There are bike trails. There are just walking trails. So the main trail is Tennessee Valley Trail. And you start and you keep going down a, you start at the trailhead, it goes down a paved trail, and then from there it branches off into a smaller, more narrow, lower trail, the Lower Tennessee Valley Trail, and then a wider equestrian bike and pedestrian trail called Upper Tennessee Valley Trail. I used to take the Lower Tennessee Valley Trail, and that's a different trail. You'll notice if you take that lower trail, you'll see there's a lot of brush and scrub, and I've seen jackrabbits on the trail. I've seen little birds. My dad's seen a bobcat before on that trail. Even though there's a lot of people that use it, the animals do come near that trail, and that continues on. Upper Tennessee Valley Trail is the same route, except it is steeper. There are a series of rolling hills, about two or three hills that roll through. And this trail, you have to keep an eye out for people riding their mountain bikes. So people will zoom in really fast on the mountain bike. So I would keep an, if you take this trail, I would keep an eye out for that. And also people riding horses, because this is a wider trail that's used to accommodate both horse equestrian trail users and the mountain bikers. But that it's fun because you get the hills in there, and you have a chance for different scenery. You get on the highest hill, you get to see really the shape of the valley, why it's called Tennessee Valley, in Mill Valley. You get to see the shape, and you start seeing the ocean, because this trail, Tennessee Valley Trail, leads to Tennessee Valley Beach. So as you keep going on either trail, they eventually converge into one trail. Lower Tennessee Valley Trail and upper go into one trail, to Tennessee Valley Trail. You keep going past the bathrooms. You go down and you'll come to a small lagoon. There's a small lagoon there. It's covered by reeds, and you'll eventually hear the beach, and you can see the beach as well. And as you keep going, it starts getting a bit sandier. The terrain gets becomes a little different, and it has more. It's a bit more rocky and yet sandy at the same time. You keep going straight and you end up at the beach. At the beach, you will see two cliffs on either side of you. One of them rises up on your right, and that is a popular cliff to go up. It has steps, and you are able to see the ocean from above, and there is a little funky little bunker up there that has been covered in graffiti. A lot of people go there to take pictures. So you can see the ocean from up there, see the graffiti, and then it goes down. It's a pretty steep little climb as well. On your left, you'll see another cliff that's actually not accessible by trail. There's no trail that leads up there, and it's actually fenced off at a certain part because it's so dangerous. I've actually been on that cliff. I do not recommend that. I went with my dad, and it was terrifying. There's no trail, and it's basically going up a deep it's like a big crevice, and you go up it and you have to climb through. So if you continue onto the beach and not go on the cliffs, you will see the huge, beautiful rock formations there in Tennessee Valley. It's this red rock, and it's a black sand beach. So it's not typical white sand beach. The water is way too cold for swimming and way too dangerous. I have never seen anyone swimming. I've only seen people wading, but just on the in the very shallow areas. No one has gone, I would say, past their waist deep, because it is so cold and so dangerous. The reason that it is so dangerous is the coldness. On average, the water is a chilly 55 to 57 degrees. Recently, it has been measured around 60 degrees, which is still pretty cold. And also the beach just drops off into the ocean. It's actually Pacific Ocean. And the beach, you'll see, it just drops off. So the waves roll in and they're really powerful. And there's a potential for sneaker waves to come in and riptides and drag people out. So just stay on the beach if you do go to Tennessee Valley Beach. So if you keep going straight, you'll see the ocean. And then to your left, under the huge dangerous cliff, there is a small cove. And this is accessible only at the right time during when the tide is not there. So if you go and you're able to, you have to dodge the waves because the waves come in and hit the cliff. So I would make sure they're not doing that. You cross over and you see Tennessee Valley Cove. And this is actually where the name Tennessee came from. This is where the SS Tennessee shipwrecked, and it missed the Golden. It was headed for San Francisco. It missed San Francisco and ended up being carried over to Tennessee Valley Cove. The ship was there, but the crew survived. They spent the night on Tennessee Valley Beach. So this is how we got the name Tennessee Valley. And there's actually parts of the shipwreck that are still that you can still see when the tide is low. And also in certain parts of the beach, you'll see some parts of the shipwreck. So an interesting place. There's actually a little cave in the cove that you can see, and I've been inside the cave. It's very dark and it's not too big, so you have to be careful in there. But a great place to spend the day. There are other trails on Tennessee Valley Beach, and we'll talk about those trails in my next segment here on Out of the Hat. Thanks for listening on radio.dominican.edu.
When all of your flaws and all of my flaws are laid out one by one, a wonderful part of the mess that we made, we pick ourselves undone. All of your flaws and all of my flaws, they lie there hand in hand. Ones we've inherited, ones that we learned, they pass from man to man. There's a hole in my soul, I can't feel it, I can't feel it. And there's a hole in my soul, can you feel it, can you feel it? You have always worn your flaws upon your sleeve, and I have always buried them deep beneath the ground. Dig them out, let's finish what we started. Dig them out. We need them to be who we are. Without them, we'd be doomed. There's a hole in my soul, I can't fill it. I can't fill it.
This is your weekly Bosco break with your update of Dominican volleyball. The Dominican women's volleyball team was swept 3-0 at Point Loma on Thursday night to begin the Penguins' 3-day, 3-match road trip. Penguins dug themselves in a hole early, hitting negative 53% in set one. They fared slightly better moving forward, but still hit .042 for the match. These Lady Penguins grabbed an early lead, but were unable to hold on in a 3-1 loss at Azusa Pacific for their second match. The two teams battled and were nearly even across the stat sheet, but the Cougars were able to use their depth to edge the Penguins in the late sets. The Dominican University of California women's volleyball team dropped its final match on its three-match road trip to Southern California in a tough 3-2 loss at Cal Baptist. The first-place Lancers jumped out to a 9-3 advantage in set one and rode it to a 1-0 lead, but Dominican responded by taking the next two sets to go up 2-1. Trailing a point, 14-13, in set three, Dominican saw CBU score the next 5 points and Dominican would not recover. The Lancers scored the first 4 points in the deciding set and scored 5 of the match's 7 points. The Penguins, already thin on numbers due to mounting injuries, also caught a team-wide bug. Still, Dominican had 3 players in double-digit kills. Sophomore Amy Steinward led all players with 18, freshman Brittany Lateague added 13, and junior Madison Pallison had a dozen. Junior setter Hannah Smith dished out 40 assists. 4 Penguins recorded double-digit digs, led by junior libero Amanda Lee's 27. Steinward added 15, Pallison had 12, and Smith had 11.
All of your flaws and all of my flaws are laid out one by one. Look at the wonderful mess that we made. We pick ourselves undone.
We are back here on radio.dominican.edu. I am DJ TBN and you're listening to Out of the Hat. Today's show, we're talking about things to do in Marin County. And we've talked about trails that I love hiking in here in Marin County. And we were talking about Tennessee Valley and all the amazing trails available to hike there. And we talked about Tennessee Valley Trail, how it leads to the beach, and it's so beautiful. I recommend that you go out there. It is open all the time. It never closes. So some of the trails, like Cataract Falls, close at sunset. Tennessee Valley does not close. And so I recommend other trails in Tennessee Valley. These are much more strenuous trails and much more difficult. The first trail I love is Coyote Ridge Trail. You start at the Tennessee Valley Trailhead. Keep going down the trail, and your second right, you'll see on the second, there's a series of signs that turn right for other trails. The second right, you'll take and go up Coyote Ridge Trail. It takes you through these huge bushes that are there. The trail's cut out, the bushes are there, and you go between them, keep going, and then it hits you, it goes straight up. This is a really steep trail. Keep going up on the trail, and this is actually an equestrian trail as well. So there's not much to see on the trail. There's small shrubs, some really small plants, but you'll see the ocean. You can see the Pacific Ocean. You can see Tennessee Valley Beach, and you'll keep going up on the trail. It takes you to a really steep climb, and from there you'll keep going. You get a little break there at the climb. It kind of plateaus and goes fairly flat, but you're at a high elevation, and then it hits you with another steep climb, and this is the part where you get really tired, actually. So that's always a fun challenge. You keep going up the trail, and then you can see off in the distance a little bit higher up, you'll see the steepest hill ever. And this is the last part of Coyote Ridge Trail. So if you keep going up that hill, which is so steep and so hard to climb, you get rewarded with beautiful, beautiful views of the Pacific Ocean. And this trail ends there. You can keep going on it, though. And that eventually takes you to Muir Beach. And that brings me to another trail that I love at Tennessee Valley. And it is Coastal Trail. This is the third right. You have to keep going on Upper Tennessee Valley Trail to reach this trail. So you go straight at the Tennessee Valley Trailhead. Go onto Upper Tennessee Valley Trail, then turn right, and you'll find Coastal Trail. And this trail actually goes all the way to Oregon, which is interesting. It's, I think, 486 miles to Oregon. So if anyone wants to venture to Oregon, you're able to do that. This trail is steep as well. It's a series of rolling hills on the trail. So you go up the trail and you're hit with the first hill and you go up that. It's not too bad, not super steep, but still a bit of a challenge. Keep going, you're hit with another hill. You keep going, you're hit with another. It's a series of about 6 or 7 rolling hills on the trail, and you can see beautiful views of Pacific Ocean. And this trail is in total round trip, about 7 miles long. So it's a fairly strenuous hike, considering all the hills. So you're going to keep going up and up and up and climbing, and it'll plateau and meet up with Coyote Ridge Trail. From there, you're rewarded with another gorgeous view of the Pacific Ocean. You're also able to see on good days that are clear the Farallon Islands out in the distance. If you keep going on the trail, you start going down and it takes you down to Pirate's Cove. This is the part of the trail where it gets a little bit more dangerous. There are more loose rocks on this part of the trail. It's easy to lose your footing. So if you have bad knees, if you are unable to, climb and go down, actually going down is much more difficult than going up. So I would recommend trekking poles at this stage of the trail, or not completing, you know, the entire trail. You start going down, it takes you to Pirate's Cove, a small cove there, and it's a nice place to take pictures too. When I went, there actually wasn't a sign posted to that showed where the rest of the trail was, and I ended up going down Pirate's Cove, and it's really hard to get all the way down, so don't do that if you're there. But if you keep going straight, you're gonna start climbing up again. You're cutting through the coast. Cutting through the hills there on the coast. So it's a hard climb. So if you keep going, you go up. Once again, this is where I stopped to take a break to take pictures. You can see a lot of the ocean, and this is also where I stopped to take a break and have some food. My friend and I went on a coastal trail, and we ended up bringing some snacks with us, a little bit of cherries and sandwiches and some trail mix. So that's what we had there. Eventually we got up and we kept going. When we started to see the beach that was nearing, and where you end up on coastal trail is Muir Beach, which is a really fun beach in Mill Valley. So if you keep going, you're going to go down, and then you're going to climb up again a little bit, and then you're going to go down. So you're essentially going through the hills, these coastal hills. So you're going to end up going up and down a lot during this hike. So you go down, you end up at Muir Beach. It's a kind of a hard little climb down. It's kind of slippery and it's rocky, but and you'll end up at Muir Beach. If you are taking the trail, I recommend if you wear your hiking boots, or you could even wear sneakers on this one. If you do, I would bring some beach shoes, maybe a pair of flip-flops or some Teva sandals. That's what I ended up doing, because I don't want to get my hiking boots all sandy to go back. So you end up at Muir Beach. Muir Beach is a fun beach. It's a really small beach. It's white sand beach, and there are a lot of fire pits that you're able to build fires in. And when we went, there was not a lot of people. I think it was a weekday, actually. I believe so. Yes, it was a weekday. And there's no one there, so we had the whole beach to ourselves, and we went exploring on the beach, and we found a tide pool, which is really fun. Muir Beach has a series of huge rocks on the beach, and they form tide pools when the water comes in, and we had fun exploring the tide pools. We found sea anemones, starfish, crab, and all sorts of little seashells and little fun sea creatures and sea life. So that was a treat to be able to do that. If you keep going down the beach, it's actually a nudist beach. There's a huge kind of rock that shelters that part of the beach, and that's the nudist part. We went down there. There's no one there, though, but there's a nudist beach. So beware if you go past the huge rock. And there's actually some people who are getting their kayaks ready to go out to the sea. We spent about 2 hours at the beach just relaxing and exploring the tide pools, going in the water. I've been at Mirror Beach when the tide is high and the sea is rough, and it is so fun. the waves there can hit up to 6 feet, so they're great for boogie boarding. I've seen surfers out there. I've never surfed there, but I've been boogie boarding there. And you can get some great waves there. And the water is generally cold, but during the summer it actually warmed up, and probably not a good thing that it warmed up so much, but it was actually about 70 degrees in the summer, which is very surprising for Northern California. So we had a lot of fun there at the beach. And there's a picnic area. There's no running water at the beach, which is unfortunate. There's no running water, but it's, you know, a price we have to pay for keeping our beach. And Mirror Beach is actually on everything that was built there was on a marsh. So it's been filled in land, and there's a great parking lot there if you decide to drive and not hike. It's easily accessible by vehicles. Great parking lot, lots of room, but it fills up quickly. So if you are planning to go visit Mirror Beach, I would not recommend bringing a lot of cars. There's some houses, some private residences there on Mirror Beach as well, that you'll see people go out, and there's actually a dog that is always there. It's a red collie, and she comes down from her house and is just visiting everyone. It's a dog friendly beach, so bring your dog if you have one. So it's a great beach. I used to go there a lot as it was getting in the winter time, actually, when it was cold, and I would build a fire there and bring some food, some snacks. My dad used to make a really nice soup too, and we would bring it down in thermoses and have that by the beach. So a great treat, a great beach. And so this hike is fun because it takes you to a beach. It's just like Tennessee Valley Trail. Coastal Trail also ends up taking you to Mirror Beach. So these have been some of my top three hikes. These are my top three hikes in Marin County. There are other trails that I love, but these three are probably my favorite and the ones that I frequent the most. Coastal Trail, if you end up going to Mirror Beach, you have to go hike back to Tennessee Valley. Sometimes I haven't, when I've hiked Coastal Trail, I don't want to hike all the way back. Maybe I spent too much time at the beach, my friend. So I've had my dad go and pick me up at Mirror Beach and take me to Tennessee Valley, to go get my car. So, that's a little, tip for those who are too lazy to hike back. But I want to keep going on, and other things to do in Marin County are the beaches. There's Mirror Beach, as I just talked about, but also Stinson Beach, which is a fun beach. It's more of a resort town. I'm not a big fan of Stinson Beach. It's okay. Some people really love it. I think you really have to love it, or you don't like it as much. But it's a good beach. It's a big beach. There's a lot of houses there. There's a small town there. It's the drive I hate. It goes through the hills and it's high up elevation and windy, so you get dizzy even though you're driving. I'm the one who suffers from like terrible motion sickness, so this is a drive I hate. But Stinson Beach is a good beach. Another beach that is fun is Schoonmaker Beach in Sausalito. And you might go there and see it and you're like, no, this is a horrible beach. I don't know why you're saying that. But it's actually a great beach if you're into paddleboarding, which I recently picked up this summer. I got an inflatable paddleboard from Amazon and I took it out to Schoonmaker Beach. And it was so fun. It's protected. It's a protected marina. So there are no waves. It's essentially flat most of the time unless you get some wind in there. So it's great to practice, stand-up paddleboarding. When I first learned to do it, that's where I learned. And after, you know, I picked it up and I can do it in on the waves and you know, maintain my balance like that. But that was fun to do. And this is, frequented by those stay-at-home moms with their kids. Usually during the summer, a lot of little kids there. And because it's so, there's no waves, a lot of kids like to swim there. It's kind of a gross beach, though. The water's not very clean. So you can definitely see cleaner water, Mirror Beach, Stinson Beach, Drake's Beach. But this is a fun one to just wade. It's a little muddy. This is Richardson Bay, so it's not, you know, the ocean like the other beaches. But it's great, and there's a lot of boats out there. I've seen little kids take mini sailboats, which is so adorable. Mini sailboats out there. Paddleboarders. You can rent paddleboards there, too. I don't know how much it costs. I would look into that. But if you have your own, this is a great place to go. I think there were probably 15 paddleboarders out there. And then if you leave the marina, you can paddleboard all around Richardson Bay, which is really fun there in Sausalito. Parking is a drag, though, at Shoemaker Beach. There's only about 4 or 5 spots. The rest of them are, you have to have a permit to park there because it's the, I think it's called the Liberty Shipping Center. I don't know what it's called. But you have to have a permit to park there. So it's a drag to park there. If you can get a ride there, just get a ride. But a great beach to go to do, to go paddleboard. Another great place to paddleboard is, Larkspur, in near the Piper Park and right on Corte Madera Creek. And I've been paddleboarding there and it's so great. You can usually see people paddleboarding and or rowing boat or on row boats from the highway on 101. It's fun. It's not as clean either, so I don't recommend falling in. If it's your first time paddleboarding, I would not recommend Corte Madera Creek. I'd rather go to Shoemaker Beach. But if you're prone to falling, be careful. It says creek, but it's actually salt water. It's more of an estuary. But it's fun, and you can go off the dock right there on in Larkspur and Piper Park. And Piper Park is a great place, too, in Marin as well. They have beach volleyball courts there, so I frequent that park a lot. I play pickup there a lot. There's also a great playground. There are barbecues and benches there too. So it's great great to hang out there. There is a series of tennis courts there as well. And a big, huge soccer field, softball fields, and baseball diamonds. A great place to go, great place to paddleboard. There's houses right on the water, so you'll see a lot of people just paddleboarding there too. When I come back, I'm going to talk about food and shopping in Marin and what we can do so we know it's not as boring as everyone says so. So stay here on radio.dominican.edu. I'm DG TBN for Out of the Hat. Thanks for listening here on radio.dominican.edu. You're back here on Out of the Hat. I'm DJ TBN. Thanks for listening in. We've been talking about Marin County and things to do here in Marin. We talked about trails and beaches and waterways, paddleboarding, which is something I love, really accessible here in Marin because so many of our waterways, we're basically a maritime county. We're surrounded by water, and it's surprising a lot of us don't go out on the water as often as we should. But next up, I want to talk about food and shopping in Marin County. There's some great restaurants here in Marin and some great places to go do a little shopping. One of my favorite places is The Village at Corte Madera. It's a huge outdoor mall. It's anchored by Macy's and Nordstrom, so you have a lot of options there. For the department stores, you have those too. It also features smaller shops and more contemporary fashion and upscale shops as well. One of my favorite shops is Free People there in Corte Madera. If you're familiar with Free People, you'll love the layout of the store there. The employees are always helpful as well. Abercrombie and Fitch used to be there. They have now closed, but there are other great stores at Corte Madera. There's also an Apple store. So if you need, anything with your iPhone, with your iMac or any other Apple device, there's the Apple store there. Inside of the Nordstrom, there's actually a restaurant as well. It is called Blue Stove. So I would recommend to check that out. I've never been, but I hear it's good. And one of my friends recommends the salads from Blue Stove. So that's always fun. There's also an Anthropology right near Nordstrom. There is a Pete's Coffee, a Starbucks, and a boudin in the restaurant. I do not like boudin. I don't recommend that boudin there, though. It's not a very good place. But not a lot of options for eating at the Corte Madera Village. There's actually an ice cream place, though, that is good. It's not ice cream. It's gelato. My friend Joyce actually works there. It's called Amarino, and it has great gelato. My favorite is the strawberry, and I like to pair it with the chocolate. They have stracciatella, mango, Nutella flavor. Well, it's a hazelnut chocolate, but it's basically Nutella, and a lemon flavor and other flavors as well. So it's a great place to cool off when it's too warm. But the Village at Corte Madera is a great place to shop. But unfortunately, there's no food there. No, there's food, but it's not decent. It's not great food. So you hop over across the overpass and go to the town center, the Corte Madera Town Center, which is another shopping center. And it has a Safeway there. There is the Bay Club is there as well. Barnes & Noble, REI. But there's some great food places. One of them is the Maison de la Reine. And it's I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but it's a great Vietnamese place. They have a lot of pho. Different options there. One of my favorites is the chicken, which is the plain chicken pho. They also have a spicy beef pho, which I hear is delicious. I've tried it before. I'm not a fan of the beef in soup, but a lot of people really enjoy it. If you're into beef, I recommend that. Another place to eat, P.F. Chang's there. Decent, chain Chinese place. The Counter is there, another chain place, but it's great. They have great service there. One of my favorite dishes is the Parmesan truffle fries, which are absolutely delicious. It's a big bowl of Parmesan truffle fries, and they're shoelace fries, so shoestring fries. So they're really thin and small, but they're covered with Parmesan and parsley, and they're prepared right, and then they're put into the oven so they can bake and the cheese can melt. So really delicious fries. I fill up with the fries. I think I eat too much of those fries, but the burgers are good. The burgers are okay at the Counter. You can build your own burger. You can order some of the pre-made burgers. There's also salads and sandwiches at the Counter. Across from the Counter is Pig in a Pickle. It's a new place. I've not tried it, but if you have, let me know if it's good. Right next to Pig in a Pickle is Blue Barn, and it's really delicious. If you're looking for the greatest sandwiches ever, I recommend Blue Barn. My favorite sandwich is the truffle sandwich there. I love it. I don't know if you're sensing a theme of truffles, but it's so good. It's turkey in between a warm bun. It's actually a roll, not a bun. It's a warm roll. And it's layered with brie cheese. And it has mixed greens with a berry kind of sauce in there. And then it also has truffle shavings and truffle oil. So it's a very rich sandwich, something you eat as a treat. And it also has a, what does it have? Oh, it has the brie in there. So it's a great sandwich. It's pretty expensive. It's a small sandwich, but it's, you know, worth it. And I think most of their products are organic too. And if you eat in it, they also have these cute mason jars that you can fill up with water. They also have salads, some great salads. If you don't want to sin, if you don't want to have too many of the very rich sandwiches, they have the detox salad, and that includes quinoa and mixed greens and a ton of veggies. So that's a really good salad. They also have a great grilled cheese sandwich that is made with goat cheese. It's really delicious, and I highly recommend it. Blue Barn is a great place to eat. If you're looking for fast, easy food, Baja Fresh is also there. I've eaten there. It's okay. It's decent. There's a Starbucks there. And there are other small stores at the Cordillera Town Center. Great place to eat. Great place to hang out. Another great place to hang out is Marin Country Mart in Larkspur. I used to work there. I worked at the Three Twins ice cream shop there. I was the assistant manager there. So if I ever saw you there, I would say hi. Three Twins features organic ice cream with a multitude of different flavors, ranging from lemon cookie, Madagascar vanilla, bittersweet chocolate, mint confetti, and others. Really great place, great ice cream, delicious, and it has great toppings. And we make I don't work there anymore. They make their waffle cones in house. So great place. Also at the Marin Country Mart is Rustic Bakery, one of my favorite bakeries because of their almond croissants. Really good almond croissants. It's a fun place. It's a little pricey. The sandwiches are good. I've had the grilled cheese with the French onion soup before. The salads are great. It's pricey, but it's organic, so it's worth it. It's usually full. Other restaurants there include Huarache Loco, a Mexican place. It's okay. Their tortillas are really good, though. So if you're looking for food, Marin Country Mart is there. And also, if you want a little bit of detox, they have a press juicery there for juices and other concoctions, other fruit drinks and veggie drinks there as well. So those are some of the great shopping and eating places in Marin. There's great food. It's a great atmosphere. It's fun to spend the day there as well. Marin Country Mart has a lot of benches. If you want to read, they have a bookstore there. They have other stores. There's a James Purse there. So you can go shopping and get some food and hang out. So that's a great place, Marin Country Mart in Larkspur. Also is the Village at Cordillera, a great place for shopping and for dining, heading over across the freeway to the Cordillera Town Center. So my goal for this show was to really educate you if you haven't heard of these places, and really to let people know about places to go here in Marin County. It's not always boring here. I spent my whole life here, and I love it here so much. It's great. You can get your outdoors fix, your food fix, and your shopping fix. So spend more time. I encourage you to look up Marin County online. Look up all these places, marincountrymart.com, the Village at Cordillera, and the Cordillera Town Center. Look at the NPS.org, National Park Service website, for more information regarding our parks here in Marin. Also, the California Park Service and Marin Recreation as well. So I encourage you to go out there, explore Marin, and have fun. Thanks for listening in. I'm DJ TBN. See you next week.